Your word's not a spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have come not to abolish but to fulfill. Even I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus told us he didn't come to abolish the law, but accomplish it. The fulfillment of the law is to love unconditionally. The way we love is like Jesus. He loved us immensely, forgiving, even forgetting our faults. But let us start again. This is the way we treat our neighbor. Pray for one another. We need to help, to be helped by Jesus, of course, but also we have to help one another. Be humble. This is the law. Just live well. Every present moment, with through attention, to listen, to give a helping hand, nothing else, not thinking of what to reward. Jesus is with us. Ask him to guide us moment by moment. To love like him, unconditionally, joyfully, and offer all our life in the hand of the Lord. We follow his footpath.